So one of the issues, of course, with venetoclax that's been out there ever since we first started hearing about it is tumor lysis syndrome. And it's interesting because I see that this 64-year-old man that you gave this combination to actually had bulky lymph nodes and was high risk for tumor lysis syndrome. Can you talk a little bit about what his status was when you started the regimen and how you approach preventing TLS in him?
Sure. So one of the features, remember when the first patients that went on to some of the earlier clinical trials of venetoclax, there were deaths from tumor lysis syndrome. And certainly the company, very appropriately under those circumstances, put up their hands in almost horror. But every clinician I knew was kind of excited. Very sorry for the patients. But the issue is you're getting tumor lysis syndrome because the drug is so effective.